they shall become one flesh. I want to talk to you about waiting and saving yourself for your wedding night and fleeing sexual immorality. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, the Bible says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." And in verse 22, "Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." If you are desiring to be married and you are currently single and perhaps you are looking for that perfect person, can I just encourage you in a couple of points here from the Word of God? In verse 18, the Bible says, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." If you desire to be married, you can rest assured that the Lord is currently making a helper comparable to you. And in verse 21, the Bible says that the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. Can I encourage you to rest in the Lord, knowing that he is currently preparing a helper that is suitable for you? We see in verse 19 that Adam was naming the animals, the creatures that God had created. And what if Adam, as he was naming the creatures, realizing that he was all alone, approached the first animal that he saw, perhaps a monkey or a gorilla or an orangutan, and he said, "Hey, you kind of resemble me. I'm going to take you and I'm going to become one with you. I'm going to take you as my spouse." What would have the result been? It certainly would have been less than suitable in the eyes of God. And so too, when we go out and try and make things happen in our own ways, in our own efforts, it's less than par according to the Lord's standards. In addition, we may be setting ourselves up for sexual sin and immorality. I want to read a section of scripture to you taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll pick up in the middle of verse 13. "Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." Verse 15, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality." Verse 18, "Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Chapter 7, verse 1. "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband." Unfortunately, we live in a world, in a society that says, "Hey, we need to try out other people. How are we going to know that we are compatible with that person unless we, quote unquote, test them out before our wedding night?" And sometimes we fall into sexual sin, into sexual immorality. And if that is you, let's just say a quick prayer of forgiveness together right now, asking the Lord to wash us. Just go ahead and repeat after me. "Lord, forgive me for all of my sexual impurity, whether they are thoughts or actions. Please wash and cleanse me with your blood and purify me for my spouse. Please heal me of emotional traumas and physical diseases caused by sexual sin. I extend forgiveness to myself and to all others who may have violated me wrongfully. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen."